You want the best for your child. K-12 can help them gain the skills they need to reach their full potential while giving you the support you need to get them there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their state-certified teachers make online learning interactive and engaging, allowing your child to learn at their pace from the safety of home. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America. This is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese, Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up, Old School? Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, New School Way. We are brought to you by the Mercado, three locations in Lincoln, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 85th and Old Cheney / Andre Matt, and 168th and Maple up there in the O. We want to thank Jordan P. for text message or texting in. Sky paging. That's what it was, the Sky pager. Sky pager, and then they had that, the flip phone where you could just push the screen up. It's old school, Austin. Old school back in the day.
I had a slide phone.
You did?
I did.
What was that, T-Mobile?
Samsung.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could in a new screen. And that was pretty cool. Then, you know, it's phones that came a long way, man. But, you know, with the draft coming up, you got the portal opening up. You got a big thing going on. Now, the draft starts tomorrow. So Nebraska players got, you know, they got probably, I think Nebraska going to get 3+ guys drafted. All of them will get a chance. But come this Saturday, you got some Husker games, man. Mm.
You excited, coach?
Yeah, I'm on there just watching and then advising. Do what I do best. Because I can't do nothing else out there physically. But I think also for everybody that's listening, and if you're whether you're deciding to go or not, I think it's a good chance. Number one, you get to go and obviously I think you gotta pay for it, but to go and check out the new facility. I've only seen it once, but I think it'd be well worth the money and seeing.
They only let you in there once?
I mean,
you didn't pull out the Jay Foreman card on him?
No, that's all right. I mean, it's their thing, man. I mean, I'm always trying to be respectful. Like, I understand these players, it's their time, you know. Even they benefit off of it, like when we were there. But, you know, for the fans and stuff, and I know it's going to be a great day as far as weather-wise, you know, come down and make a day of it, man. It's not just the Husker games. This is like a Husker day. You know, you got the tours are available, I think, starting at early as 9 o'clock in the morning. And then you got the 7-on-7 at 1, Midland against Nebraska. And then you got the Husker, you got the spring game and you know, entertainment in between the quarters. And then obviously you got John Cook and Heinrich Harburg battling it out, wrestle up some some cattle or whatever. And then you got the finish of that. And then you got the soccer game at 4:30. And then after that, you got women's volleyball. With the new regime officially handing the keys over in real life, getting to see this new era of Husker women's volleyball. So I think it's a phenomenal day, not only for the football team, but for the athletic department and the athletes as well. So, yeah, it's a full day. So you can pick and choose or really stay in it for the long haul like we want and expect all Nebraska fans to do so. So I think it's going to be a great opportunity for it to get a – really good look into the football team. People say, well, it's supposed to be the guys that are, you know, competing to stay on the team or competing for other places. Mm-hmm. Well, you can see, I was told once that you can really tell who you're playing and what type of team you're about to face by watching special teams. That's going to let you know the depth of the team because you're going to have some good players on there, ideally. The speed, because the guys are running down on kickoff. All right. Physicality, because that's just how they practice. And also kind of like you can project who is ahead of whatever, or if you see some starters out there. But Also, I think you'll see some guys that look drastically different from last year to this year. And then also you're going to see guys really competing out there, trying to impress the present coaching staff, but then also set themselves up for, I'll just even call it future employment.
Somewhere else. Coming.
Future employment, so forth and so on. So that kind of flows over into the draft. They make the draft a lot. I mean, the draft was excruciating to me, and it was 2 days because I thought there was a chance, or I hoped that I could go in the first three rounds, which was day one. Mm-hmm. I'd been hearing that I was going to possibly go third round. If I got super lucky, it'd be into the second round, but more third round. And that's when they, had some comp picks. So it was just not just the normal, you add up 90 picks. And so I thought there was a little bit of leeway. So you're on pins and needles, and then that doesn't happen. And then you think, okay, I want to be gone early in the fourth. Well, linebacker's position, has some depth and weight. So now they have it 3 days. They just do the first round the first day, Thursday.
It still takes forever.
And then they do rounds 2 through 4 the second day. 5 through 7, the third. If it was me, I'd be waiting to Saturday.
Early Saturday, but man, still Saturday.
I got gray hair now. I would have been balding and gray at 22 years old. But when you look at the guys that we got, I think Ty Robinson is definitely going to get drafted. I think he's really made himself a lot of money in this offseason in a pretty deep defensive line class. I think he is one of the surprises. I'm not surprised, but I think nationally, I think he athletically, he really opened some eyes and played well at the spring the Senior Bowl. And then I think Thomas Fedoni, I know he would test out and run well, but I think he probably did better than people initially thought. He caught the ball really well. He's a good kid, so I know he interviews well. So I think he's going to get drafted. And then you got a little bit of, I wouldn't say you got knowns and unknowns, right? So even though he kind of sputtered towards the end of last year, Isaiah Nayores did really well at the combine and before that at the East-West game. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's facts. And then the next guy I'm going to go to didn't go to the combine, which is Nash. I think he did really well. One, I think he showed he's way more athletic than what people give him credit for. I think he ran well at his pro day. Really good in his all-star game. Again, high quality, high character kid. And he has sneaky athletic ability that you expect him just to be a plugger. I think he's really helped himself. Isaac Givert and Bullock too. I don't know if they'll get drafted, but they're going to be high priority free agents if they're not. But I know Bullock and Isaac ran well. Mm-hmm. They're tough physical players that are definitely stalwarts on special teams. And so those are guys that people really like on their team. And then the last guy who had a little bit of bad fortune go his way is Tommy Hill with his feet and not being able to perform as well as he'd like. He shut it down early this season, couldn't really finish the Senior Bowl week, but had his pro day and fared pretty well. But I will say this, his junior tape was really good. So they do look at both, and they understand that he's been, hurt a little bit. And I think he'll interview well. And I think the one thing about him is that he started a little bit on in the doghouse with Matt Rhule and worked his way out and really strived in this kind of accountability structure environment. So that lets you know that he can, when focused and motivated and all that stuff, he can be successful. So I think, as long as, to be interested, somebody takes a flyer on him and tries to maximize, his athletic ability.
What position are NFL teams looking at Isaac Gifford as?
Well, I'm sure safety.
Okay.
But I think he can play the new version of safety. I think he can, play the post, maybe not in the middle of the field, but post. That means cover four, a little bit, not necessarily linebacker depth, but in between linebacker and safety depth. I think he gives you position flexibility. And want to and production on third down and nickel and dime defenses and peso. He can come up and play at the second level. He's physical. He can read and he tackles pretty well, especially in tight spaces, which works out well for him. And then he plays special teams and can just step right in and be a contributing player on special teams. So I think that that's what really helps him. That's what helps Bullock. That's what helps all the guys that are, you know, going into the draft at Nebraska, where they all practice and participate on special teams. That's huge. Mm-hmm. But generally, even for me, you know, that's where you got to make the team. That's where you got to make a name for yourself, whether you like it or, you know, you like it, love it or hate it, you got to do it. And so I'm really excited for these guys. You know, they, you know, a lot of the guys have been here through, you know, Scott, and then obviously the first couple of years of Matt, and then, you know, COVID and all that, like Ty and all those guys, you know, it took a lot of heart, you know, and to stick with it, stay at Nebraska. I'm sure they had opportunities to go other places, but then also, turns out to be pretty good players and be successful. So that's a quality that they can take with them, not only to the next level, but the rest of their life.
I really liked Matt Rhule answering the question he got about those guys in the NFL draft the way he did. Didn't see it coming, didn't expect it, but whoever it was that asked the question was along the lines of, you know, what can, you know, having more guys drafted for you do for the program? How can that benefit you guys moving forward? And Matt Rhule's answer was essentially credit to Scott Frost and his staff for finding these guys, bringing them in and laying a good foundation. Mm-hmm. And then shout out to those guys for trusting us and wanting to stick around. You know, it wasn't a, you know, what it can do for the program. It wasn't a, this is what we do. It was a credit to the previous staff who he called by name.
Oh, right? Yeah.
You know, he said Scott Frost's name in the press conference. And then he said it was a credit to the players for sticking around. I can picture a lot of coaches, Jay, saying, oh yeah, so good for the program. That's what we do here. It's our system. It's our development. You come in here, you'll be the best. And, you know, Matt Rhule believes that. He wouldn't have the systems or the people in place.
You want the best for your child. K-12 can help them gain the skills they need to reach their full potential while giving you the support you need to get them there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their state-certified teachers make online learning interactive and engaging, allowing your child to learn at their pace from the safety of home. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
That weren't the best of the best in his mind. And I think that's completely fair. But I do think it was just a really classy move for Matt Rhule to approach it the way he did, giving, you know, credit to the previous staff for finding the guys and credit to the players for becoming who they were, which I thought would be right up your alley when you've been saying a lot these last couple of weeks in the pre-draft process. Development is as much, if not more, on the players than it is the coaches.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's no different than Bo Pelini coming in and getting the best out of Ndamukong Suh. And then he goes down as one of the most, you know, greatest Nebraska players of all time, but then also in college football, recent history, and then obviously very well in the next level at the NFL, dominant, you know, number two pick, I think. Mm-hmm. You got to give credit to Bill Callahan and his recruiting staff, John Blake and them, to get Ndamukong here. Then you got to give credit to Ndamukong and Bo Pelini and staff to get the best out of them. That's no different than Matt Rhule mentioning Scott Frost and staff, you know, by name. I mean, I think, look, man, you got to look at it. I think, and also I would say this, you know, you want to give credit to like Mickey Joseph and those guys that took over after Frost was, you know, relieved of his duties, because I truly believe that he took over a better locker room than what the record showed. And that's a credit to Mickey. It's a credit to the staff that stayed on with Mickey, and it's credit to Scott and his staff as well. So, you know, just because it didn't end out overall, it wasn't very good, you know, when Scott was here, and there's different factors to it. I always say this, there was some positive things that he did. Look, he took the leap of faith and turned Cam Jurgens into the second highest paid center in the league. With Cam Jurgens, was able to embrace it and then make the most of it. He stuck with Cam Jurgens when people were trying to get him out of there, you know, as far as the snapping issues. So the staff and Greg Austin and all of them did what they needed to do, and same with everybody else that helped. And so you got to give credit to it, because they're good. It's the play on the field is a byproduct of like who Ty, Nash, and Isaac are. Mm-hmm. Bullock as well. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But you know, so it you know, it's great that he gave him credit. He's like, look, man, these, you know, they recruited these guys and then kind of they were able to kind of mold them a little bit, and then they, you know, got them to a finished product. So it's all around, you know, all around everybody, you know, gets credit. And then obviously a lot of, I think a lot of the credit goes on the players to embrace different coaching staffs, but more importantly, embrace this situation here. Cause very easily those players, I'm assuming, had other opportunities, could just throw their hands up and leave. And so,
especially in the NIL transfer portal,
right. And where it became rampant and obviously more common. Oh, I got a new coach. I got a new position coach.
They see a smart player with some positional flexibility. Right,
and I'm too good to be here. I'm out of here. And don't even give the new coaching staff a chance to, you know, entice you to stay or really, you know, express themselves and want you to stay.
You brought up Sue. Mm-hmm. That 2010 NFL draft. Do you remember who went ahead of him?
Dominican Sue. It's probably some weak quarterback. Which one of the ones that are bust?
Bradford.
Yeah, Sam Bradford. That's right. Sam Bradford was cold blooded. He was in the league. He was like a young Troy Aikman. And he was like a young Troy Aikman, but he was hurt all the time.
He was
fragile.
Mm-hmm. Oklahoma had three of the top four picks in that draft.
Oh,
Gerald McCoy went three. And then Washington took.
The Commanders?
Yeah. Well, the Redskins this time, but yes.
I was going to say Steven Alexander, but that was back when I played
Washington. Trent Williams.
Oh, I forgot he went there. That's like left tackle you. Him and Lane Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get no better than that. Were they on the same team?
I don't know. I'll have to look that up. Fifth pick, Eric Berry.
Yeah. Unfortunate for him, man.
Wildly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You'd be talking about him going to the Hall of Fame. Yeah. He was cold-blooded, man.
Sixth pick, Russell Okung.
Oh, the tackle from Oklahoma State.
Yeah. Yep.
He like vegan. You know, he's like 185.
Yeah.
He's the one that won. Remember, he's a dummy. He got his contract in Bitcoin.
Right.
Good dummy.
Number seven, Joe Hayden, wide receiver from Maryland. They converted him.
Joe Hayden,
the corner.
I thought he went to Florida.
It says Joe Hayden, wide receiver, Maryland. So that's a typo.
Okay. I think. But he was a corner. Remember they saying that he wasn't fast enough. He actually ended up being pretty good.
Yeah.
He was at Pittsburgh and Cleveland.
Yeah, Pro Bowler a few times.
Hey, you want you know a sneaky fact about Joe Hayden?
Bloodline?
No.
Okay.
No. As a matter of fact, Bloodline needs to play good. Joe Hayden, along with Dan Gilbert, started StockX, where you could resell shoes.
Oh.
If you watch Joe Hayden, so that's it. He's making more money doing that than he did playing football.
Number eight, Rolando McClain.
Poof, what a waste.
Number nine, CJ Spiller. 10, Tyson Alualu.
Jacksonville. Yeah.
Yep, Jacksonville. Niners took Anthony Davis, offensive tackle from Rutgers.
See, that dude right there, he retired early.
Okay.
He was physical as all get up.
Ryan Matthews, running back from Fresno, went to the Chargers.
He was good until he broke his ankle. Me and him had the same ankle injury.
Ah.
I wonder how his ankles are right now.
Then you get a run. Brandon Graham to Philly.
Stalwart.
Earl Thomas to Seattle.
He was phenomenal.
Jason Pierre-Paul to the Giants.
Yeah.
Skip a few picks. Marquise Pouncey to Pittsburgh at 18. Yeah. Jermaine Gresham to Cincy at 21. Demaryius Thomas, 22. Brian Bulaga, 23. Dez Bryant, 24.
I like that. Brian Bulaga was a tackle from Iowa, had short arms, right? And then he went and played at Green Bay. I don't know where he went after that.
Doesn't really matter.
Grisham was from Oklahoma too, right?
Yeah, tight end.
Man, you Oklahoma fans, you guys should be embarrassed. You got four dudes going in the first round, I guarantee. What was their record that year? Oof. 9-3?
Probably, yeah, because there's the next year, 2010 season, that Nebraska had Oklahoma on the ropes in the Big 12 championship game.
Imagine Trent Williams in college.
Worst pick of the first round, though, my beloved Indianapolis Colts. Fresh off losing the Super
Bjorn
Bowl.
Beyond Warner?
Jerry Hughes.
The DN?
The DN.
He was good.
He was fine.
Dude,
he was tight.
What do you mean?
Jerry Hughes?
Look at his stats.
I don't remember Jerry Hughes being that good.
Yeah, for you. Look at his stats. He went to Buffalo and Houston and put in work. He might be still playing.
He played 3 years in Indy and had 5 sacks. And then he goes to Buffalo and has 10 sacks back-to-back years.
Yeah. Well, whose fault is that?
The Colts' fault.
It's an environment.
Colts' fault. I
too many nights at Elmo's. It's the horseradish. He gave him diarrhea.
Spicy.
Yeah. Hey.
Well, shout out to Jerry Hughes for making something of himself in Buffalo. I just remember
how many years was he in Buffalo?
He was in Buffalo from the 2013 season through the 2021 season.
That's 9 years. He was in Buffalo 9 years. And how many double-digit sacks? He was a sack master in Buffalo.
Only had 2 years of the double-digit sacks. He had 9 his first year in Houston in 22. So in Buffalo, he went 10, 10, 5, 6, 4, 7, 4.5. 4.5, 2.
Oh, so he kind of sputtered, but he always made.
But then
plays.
He had 9 his first year in Houston.
I think they had depth, like good pass rushers when he was in Buffalo, like rotated a lot.
They did not in Indy. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, you got struck out. You had Beyond Warner before that.
Man, he came after.
Did he?
This was his 10. Warner was like 12, 13.
He was good in college.
He was.
Dwight Freeney and Mathis rolling over in their grave right now.
They're still alive.
No, that's just saying. They're rolling over in their grave. Yeah. Yeah. Raheem Brock, too.
Raheem Brock.
He's from around where I'm from, East Coast.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He represents.
My favorite Colts linebacker growing up is Cato June. You know Cato?
He went to Michigan.
I just said I liked him as a Colt. I didn't know he went to Michigan.
I think he coaches at Howard.
I think so.
Man, that's crazy. The draft is a crapshoot. I'm gonna tell you this right now before we go to break. Nobody's sleeping tonight. Even though like Ty probably doesn't know that he's going like in first round. There's always a chance, but this is it. You're within 48, 72 hours of your childhood dream. There's no sleep to Brooklyn. You ain't in a good mood. You know, you know, Ty probably knows he's going to get drafted. Now it's like you want to get drafted as high as possible, and you want to get to the place where you can prove yourself. A lot of stress. No sleep either. None. Matter of fact, I was thinking about this. One of my dad's friends called. Boy, I lit into him. He's like, you get drafted yet? No, dummy. Stop calling. Because you got to give him like every number.
Right.
Just in case you don't answer one. And sitting over the phone, man, I was already stressed out, you know, thinking I might not get drafted.
And your dad's Yahoo friend says.
Yeah. It wasn't even, it was just somebody knew him, like, hey, you know, we watched the draft. Jay get drafted? No, bye. Then they called back.
After you got drafted or again?
Before? Just like, why'd you hang up? Stop calling the house.
Waiting on a call, dang
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Yeah. When that phone went off, boy, the whole place went silent. It was like a little pump fake. It's like Kevin McHale. Anyways, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We're gonna look at the latest mock draft and then also the Big Ten, all the best players out of Big Ten. Essentially, everybody at Ohio State. One UCLA guy and then everybody at Ohio State. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
You want the best for your child. K-12 can help them gain the skills they need to reach their full potential while giving you the support you need to get them there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their state-certified teachers make online learning interactive and engaging, allowing your child to learn at their pace from the safety of home. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.